Okay, we're starting at the top of Yutet and Aleph. Rav Ashi's question, which we had mentioned yesterday, which is that by Rav Ashi, yesh shino the tzoros the revia nezek, oh ain't shino the tzoros the revia nezek. Meaning that when you have tzoros, the tzoros always remain at half nezek. Meaning that even the tom side of it is half nezek, or is chati nezek the muad side of chati nezek tzoros, and therefore a tom would create a revia the nezek. So when we look at chati nezek, is that the status of a tom? Or is that the status of a muad? So tipshit lay me the rovo. So we answered from Rabbi yesterday. We had a question, rovo, the boy rovo, yesh hadal the tzvarot. Oein hadal the tzvarot. Right? Is there a possibility of making a muad be tzvarot or not? Michlal, they ain't shinoi. Sounds like there is no shinoi because Rabbi is asking whether you can go, if chati nezek is tam, can you go to nezek sholem when it is muad? If that's the case, then there's no possibility of ever having revia the nezek. There's no possibility of ever having a quarter nezek, because if chati nezek is the tam state, then the muad state is nezek shalem. Because according to Rava, it's not the muad state. If it's the muad state already, then there's no question about, right, whether there's hadah or not hadah, because you're muad mitchilato. So Gemara says, Dilma Rava, imtim tlomar kamar. He phrased it as a, you know, staged question or a laddered question. If dim salomer ain't shinoi, right? If you say there is no shinoi by tzoros, then yesh hada o ein hada. But the first question was, is there shinoi? Is there no shinoi? If there is no shinoi, then let's say, is there hada or no hada? That's it. The Gemara leaves it as a teiku. Now, by Rav Ashi, the question also we brought up at the Gemara before, the koach kochol sumchus kochol dom yodo, a derivative of koach, meaning a double derivative. You have koach, which is a derivative of the person, and then that koach creates a second koach, which is a derivative of the first koach. Does that have the same status as the first koach, which would be tzoros, or is it a new category? So, mi gomer alocha. Does Sumchus hold of this, or does he have a mesorah about the alocha moshe mitzina that there is such a thing as chati nezek tzoros? Umuki la b'koach kocho. And he establishes it in the case of koach kocho, because in kocho and tzoros he says nezek shalem. So does he have the halacha of Moshe Sinai? And its application is by koach, right? Oh, Dilma lo gomer halacha klal. Or maybe he has no halacha of Moshe Sinai whatsoever. It means that he never introduces or never has to deal with chati nezek. And therefore it will remain nezek shalem no matter how many derivatives of your koach. So it's about the teiku. So Gemara leaves it again as a teiku. Now, haita miba etes osha yutro rot mitnati tsi mitachat vaglach shivra tekelim shalem chati nezek. That's our Mishnah. Either it was kicking, right, or there were tzoros flying out and paid chati nezek. Ibailuhu heichi kamat. What is our Mishnah saying? I mean that there are two cases here. What exactly are these two cases? Haita miba etet vezika bizi uta. Is the Mishnah saying that it was kicking and through its kicking it did damage? O tzoros ki orchayu, or tzoros which is normal. It was walking normally and was kicking up tzoros. Shalom chati nezek, and he paid chati nezek. Birabonon he. And it's the Rabbonon, meaning that the Mibaetet is a problem of Tam, and that's why you pay Chazik Nezek. And the problem of Tzoros is Chati Nezek Tzoros, which is according to the Rabbonon. That's why they're both Chati Nezek, from different reasons, but they're both Chati Nezek. Oh, Dilma Haita Mibaetet Vehezika Bibiuta, or maybe it was kicking, and it did damage with its biut. Oh, Tzoros Machmat Biut. But the Tzoros, they were, he sees them, he talks about Lekas, not that they were, when he was walking normally, kicked out, but because of that kicking, it threw out tzoros. Mishalim chati nezek. Haki orchei. But had it been in a normal manner, just walking and doing a chati nezek tzoros, mishalim nezek shalem, then he would have paid full damages. Umani sumchusi. And that would be sumchus. Meaning that both the cases in the Mishnah are dealing with a case of biut. Both of them deal with biut. Biut, where the kick itself is what causes the damage, that's tam. And that gives you chati nezek. The biut, that in the second case in the Mishnah is a biut where he kicked the stones with the biut and they went flying. That becomes a tzoros, but it becomes a case of shinoi by tzoros. So maybe this is sumchus, who generally believes that it's nezek shalem by tzoros, but here because he did a shinoi in tzoros, it'll be chati nezek. How could you establish this to be sumchus? What about the second part of the Mishnah? Darsal kli bishavarto. He stomped on a kli and broke it. Nafala shever akli acher, and then that shard from the first kli went and broke another kli for shavro. Al arisha mishalem nezek shalem, for the first one he paid nezek shalem. Val achron chati nezek, and on the second one he paid chati nezek. V'yitzumchus Mi itle chatinezek. So how could he have a case of chatinezek? What, the first case where it's dark, so when he stepped on the first kli, that's regel. When he steps on the first kli, that'll be regel, that pays nezek shalem. That we understand. But then the short that went from this first kli and hit the second kli, that's a case of sroros. Case of sroros, we know the simplest belief is nezek shalem. That's how you pass in the Mishnah, second half of the Mishnah, that it's chatinezek. So it can't be simplest, who's the author?
Yeah,
walking
regular
around. Darsa would be this possibility over here, that Darsa was a, even though he stepped hard enough to break another Kili, that we would have thought maybe that's Karen, and Mara says, no, that's Kirochayu. Right? That's still Kirochayu. So let's say like this, Rishon Latazah, Vesheni Shein Latazah. Don't read it that the first Kli, he broke himself with his goop, the second Kli got a shard from the first Kli. No, rather, he did something that shot out and broke the first Kli. Then that first Kli shot out something, a shard, and hit a second cleat. So it's not that it's the first and second cleat that got hit, but it's the first shard and the second shard, which would make it ko-ko and ko-af ko-ko, which would be the derivatives. V'shayi le-simklus ben ko-ko, the ko-af ko-ko. Then that's exactly the differentiation between, that simklus will hold, that there's a difference between when you have first derivative, which is right, ko-ko, off of your group, versus second derivative, which is ko-af ko-ko. So where's this? Hello, if that's the case, how to buy Ravashi, Koach, Koko, the Sumkos, Koko Dami, or Lavko, Koko Dami, Tishalay, the Lavko, Koko Dami. Now we have an answer. Here in our Mishnah, if you think Sumkos is the author of the Mishnah, then the only way to answer the Mishnah is to say that Sumkos differentiates between Koko, which is Nezek Shalem, and Koach, Koko, where it's second derivative, which will be Chazi Nezek. You have an answer to Ravashi's question. If that's the case, then why do we leave it as a Teiku? So
it
must be that.
Really, it could be Sumkos, not proving it.
Okay, so that's the Mara says, somewhat what you say, Ravashi, Karabanan Mukila, Uvayla Hachi. Ravashi sets up the Mishnah like the Chachamim, and therefore he has the question, meaning that his question is premised on the understanding that the Mishnah is according to the Chachamim. If it's according to the Chachamim, we have no proof to what Sumkos' position is, and then he queries about what Sumkos' position is. But if you set up the Mishnah like Sumkos, you would have an answer. So similar to what you were suggesting, Shoal. Right? There's two possibilities. There's Rabbanan and Sumkos. Depending on how you set up the Mishnah, it'll be a proof or it won't be a proof. So when it says, Haita miva etzit, vizika mivi uta, otros korachayu, chati nezek. So when it says, hamach matbiut, revia nezek, v'yeshinoi. Right? Do we read this Mishnah saying that when he's kicking and did damage, it's biut, and it's rosh korachayu is chati nezek, but that means, we can affirm to this, that if he was kicking, right, biut, and the stones went flying out, right, the throws from biut, that nezek, that there would be revia nezek, it would be a quarter nezek, via shinui. And there's a concept of shinui and throws. O dilma, maybe we read the way to mention it, haitam iba ete vezika, bibiuta, o throws machla biut, chati nezek, vein shinui, teiku. Which is basically the question of Rav Ashi above, is there a concept of shinui and throws or not? So depending on how you read the two cases in the Mishnah, you have a case of Biot up front, which as we know is Tom, that's a Shinoi. Then a case of Sroros. The case of Sroros in the Mishnah can be read one of two ways. Either it's an independent case, and it's Sroros for Achayu, and that teaches you Chati Nezek. Implications from that are that had you made a Shinoi, that there maybe wouldn't be Chati Nezek. Or do you read the second case as being a continuation of the first case? There was Biot. Then you have Sroros, which were a result of Biot. And there's still Chati Nezek, which means there is no such concept as Shinoi by Sroros.
Right. And
then there is no such concept as changing the Shinoi. You're Muad Mitzchilato, and there's no such concept as Tam over there. So Gemara says Teiku, which is the same Teiku that we had in Ravashi's question above. Now Gemara says, Say, Boi Minei Rabbi Abba Bar Mamam Rabbi Ami, Rami Lab Rabbi Kir Baba, Haitam Alechet Makom Shi, Iyav Sharla, Elim came in and says it. So walk into a place where this is has to be, Rashi says it's in the Chater Nizak, a place where it's walking where it has to kick up stones. By definition, when it walks here, it's going to kick up stones. But then it did a shinoi, and it kicked. And then it goes and does damage. What's the din here? Kaven Diyev Sharla or Chehu. Since, had it walked regularly, it would also kick up stones. When it goes in and kicks up a stone, you know, Mali Hoffa, he's still kicking up a stone, and that would have been the end result. Odilma, Ashta. Right, Mio Machmat Biut, Kaminatezet, Throros, right, that, in the end, what caused the throat to fly was the fact that it kicked, which is a Shinoi. So which one should it be? We might leave that as a Teiku, meaning that we don't know when the consequence of your walking there will automatically be kicking up stones. If the animal does a Shinoi then, does that have any impact on the situation? We might leave that as a Teiku. Now, Baim Rabbi Meine Rabbi Yirmi Mi Rabbi Zeira. So you ask Rabbi Zeira. Haitam Alechet Bershuta Rabbim. So walking along in the Rishuta Rabbim, there's this, the question here whether the word Biata should be in here. We'll leave it out right now, with Zekirut includes Biata. But he was walking in Rishuta Rabbim, Ve'ehitiza, that it kicked up stones, Ve'ehizika, and it did damage Mahu. What's the din? The Keren Midaminale, Vichayevet. Right, if it's going to Rishuta Rabbim, it kicks up stones, what do we say? It's like Keren. Chatinez Ekstroros is like Keren, which is what? That you are Chayav in Rishuta Rabbim. Oh, Dilma told the regular to Ra. Well, we know that Chatinez Ekstroros is a derivative of Regil because it's Ki or Chayu, and therefore you will be Patur in Rishuta Rabbim. So you have two tzadim. When you look at Chatinez Ekstroros, you have two pieces to it. You have the fact, it's a told of Regil because it's a normal, something happens in the normal course of action of an animal walking. But on the other hand, it pays chatinezek, which really puts it into what's called the paradigm of Karen, which is that you have chatinezek being mishulim there. So if that's the case, which one do we compare it closer to? Which one is its closer relative? Is it closer relative regel or Karen? What's the difference? The difference is Rishuta Rabbim. When you're in Rishuta Rabbim, a Karen is chayav, and regel is tura. So you want to know this chatinezek throws in Rishuta Rabbim, what is its status? So he says, Amalei, Mstabra told of the regel. Says that it's logical that it's a total of regel, and therefore it'll have all the dinim of regel, which means that it is patur in Rishut Rabbim. Now, it is a Rishut Rabbim. Ve'zika Rishut Yachid Mahu. Right, now, what happens if it's kicking here in Rishut Rabbim, and the stone goes flying into the, right, Rishut Yachid? Now, what's the din? Amalei, Akira Enkan, Hanokha Yeshkan. Says, wait, it's being kicked up in a place where there's no relevance to Nizaki. It's landing in a place where there is relevance. But how could you detach the two? How can you have an Akira, like a concept of Shabbat? But not an Akira. Exactly, that's his point. So A to B, the Vajanus. Hi, Samalaka Bandarak Tiza, Ben Bishutarachid, Ben Bishutarabim Chayav. So walking along the way, was kicking up stones, and it's Chayav, whether it's Bishutarachid, whether it's Bishutarabim, it's Chayav. My love, what's the case of Bishutarabim? Right, it must be a case, A Tiza Bishutarabim, Vizika Bishutarabim. Must be a case where it's kicking it up in Rishut Rabbim and damaging Rishut Rabbim, which would be disprove the first question, the first answer that Rabbi Zera gave. The first answer Rabbi Zera gave is that it'd be Turah, that Chatinezek Zeroah should be Patur in Rishut Rabbim. Right, so over here it sounds like it's Chayav, it says love. Now that's not the case. A Tiza Rishut Rabbim, Vezika Rishut Yachid. Now the Wiglade explained this Bryce is to say he kicked it out of Rishut Rabbim to the Rishut Yachid. Ba'amar, that ruins the second answer of theirs, that Akira ain't Kan and Afayeshkan. Amalei Hadrabi. I went back on that statement. I reversed my position there, and I believe that when you kick from Rishut Rabbim to Rishut Yachid, Ein Okanami, you are Chayav in that case. So now, eight of it. Darza
al. I'm going to say, well, it's not the owner's fault because the Shabbatian person in his own property is.
That's right.
Exactly. Who's, which takes preeminence.
Right. Exactly. Eight of eight. Darza al Kli. Steps on a kli, v'shavarto, breaks it, v'nachal ha-shevar al-kli acher, and then that shard falls another kli, v'shavro, breaks it. V'shom v'shalem nezak shalem, v'achron v'shalem chati nezak. V'tani Allah. Right, so the first one has nezak shalem, because that's regel. Second one is chati nezak, because that is tzroros. Now Gemara says, v'tani Allah b'med v'imavruim b'shut ha-nizak. That has to be in the shut ha-nizak, because we're talking about regel. Right, aval b'shut ha-rabim, al rishom ptura, v'acharon chayevet. In Rishut Rabbim, the first one is Patur, because the first one is Regel, where he stepped on the edge. The second one is Chatinezek Tzoruk, and you're Chayevet in Rishut Rabbim. What's the case? My love, he sees of Rishut Rabbim, he's of Rishut Rabbim. So we can suggest cases that the shard, he stomped out in Rishut Rabbim, and the shard went into the other Kli in Rishut Rabbim, and he's still Chayev. That would upend Rabbi Zera's first position, which is Regel is Tura Tzoruk. By Regel, it's Tura in Rishut Rabbim, because here we're saying it's Chayevet. It's low. That's not the case. The case is Tiza Bishut Rabbim, Vizika Bishut Rachid. And we say, no, the shard went flying into a Bishut Anizak, and then that shard broke the Kli in the Bishut Anizak. But that means that what? Going from Bishut Rabbim to Bishut Anizak is Chayav, that upends Rabbi Zera's second position, which is that when you kick from Bishut Rabbim to Bishut Anizak, that you are Paturah. Vamar, Zakir Inkan, Anachay Eshkan, like Shoal saying, okay. Amalei, Hadrabi, I went back on his position, I reversed my position. Rabbi Yochanan, Chazin, Ezek, Haluk, Lo, Rishut, Yechiv, Lo, Rishut, Rabim, that's talking about Regal. The Gemara's assumption right now is it's talking about Regal. Gemara's going to answer your question, Shoal, in a second, and say, why don't you just say talking about Karen? Right, so now the implication is here that Regal has Chazin, Ezek, where you're Chayev both in Rishut, Yechiv, and Rishut, and Rabim. My love is Yisra B'shut Rabim and Zika B'shut Rabim, which would upend Rav Zera's first position, that you can't have Katzin as a throat in B'shut Rabim, because here you say you are Chayav. Rav says, lo, there's a case where Yisra B'shut Rabim and Zika B'shut Yachid, but that's the case where it flies out of B'shut Rabim, so you should say Yachid. Vamar, in Akir Enkan, Hanukha Yitzkan, the second position of Rav Zera, that when you kick from B'shut Rabim to B'shut Yachid, you are Patur. So the Gemara says, I'm like Adrabi, again, that I reverse that position, you're right, Enochanami, in that case you would be Chayav, that's explanation of Rabbi Yochanan. You would show what you asked is he by saying Mekam Rabbi Yochanan at Karen. When Rabbi Yochanan said his case, he was talking about Karen. The implications are then, if he's speaking about Karen, then by regular would be Turah. So by regular would be Turah, then you don't have any problem, you don't have any questions on the position of on Rabbi Zera anymore. Okay, now, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, Rabbi Oshia, Kila the Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya and Rabbi Oshia were sitting on the Kila, like the porch of Rabbi Yehuda. Nafak Milka Ben Ayus. And from between them, something came out, Olach came out. What's that? Kishkisha Bizanva Mahu. When it's wagging its tail, and it does some damage with the tail that's moving around, what's the din? Amalida, Vihi Yechazena Bizanva Vielech. What type of requirement is this? You're going to have an owner have to hold the tail of his animal as he walks through the Shutra Rabim. That's just not plausible to suggest that they have to do such a shmira. So when it says, Yehochi Karen Nami. So why don't you say the same about Karen? Name of Echid Zenu Bekaren Bielech. Why do you have to hold the Karen of the animal while he's going through the Shutra Rabim? What type of demand are you placing on the Baal that you're Mechayim in there? So when it says, Hachi Chashto. Karen Lav Orche. Karen is not normal. Therefore, we can put a demand of shmir on him because the animal is acting in an unusual way. If he sees the animal acting in an unusual way, he has to go in and stop it. But when he wags his tail, that's an everyday occurrence, something that happens all the time. You can't make a demand on the owner to always have his tail in check. So when it says, if it's the normal way that he wags his tail, right, it moves his tail, then what's the question here? That's regel, and you be p'turah, reshut rabim. There's nothing to talk about here if it's orchid. Rav says, no, kishkush yitera miboyle. The question that they had was about when he hits with his tail with a little bit more force than normal. You know, it's normal wagging of the tail, but over here he made a little extra zest in his whip when he waves around the tail. And that's the question, is that a din in regel because it's normal for it to wag its tail? Or that already become Karen because it put extra force into the whip and become Karen? That was the question. Now, boy Rabino, Rabino asks, kishkush bamata mahu. If his member somehow, he using his member, it bumps into something or just hits something, does that cause damage? Mi amrinim mi zahava Karen, right? So it should be like Karen. Like Karen, lav yitzra katoki play, right? What's the reason that Karen does that? It's because his yitzra is getting better. I mean, he's doing something out of the ordinary. Also over here, achanam iloshna, or maybe over here it's also no difference. Odilma, Karen coming until lazik. By Karen, he has intention to do damage. Over here, when the member does the damage, he's not intending to do damage, right? The Yisra got the better of him, that's what did the damage. But it's not that he actually is, right, intending to damage anything. So Mar leaves that as a teiku. Is this the member similar to Karen in the fact that it got the Yisra overcame him? On the other hand, is it not similar to Karen? Because Karen has a unique quality of being Kavanat Olazik. He's intending to damage, it's not the case by the member. Alright, Tanar Golaim, Mu'adim, Lahalech Kedarkam Lushabir. Rav Huna qualifies the case in the Mishnah that the Targolim are muad to walk around and do damage. Lo shanu elish nikshar me'elav. That's only it happens when a string got caught on its leg by itself. Aval kashru adam, if somebody tied a string to the animal itself, chayav. In that case, you would be chayav. Now, it's obviously not dafko that he tied it on. It's just that if you left the string in a place that would get twisted around the Targol, that's what's a natural thing to happen. You're a pulsheya. And you're going to be, in this instance, you're going to be chayav. So, nikshar me'alav man chayav. When it ties onto itself, who is chayav? I mean, who are we going to hold responsible if there's no pshia, but that the string was left out, and the chicken belongs to someone? So, in the case where he tied it onto the chicken, or he left it out there and it got on the chicken, who's chayav? The balad wheel. The person with the string is chayav because he was the irresponsible one. He left it out there, and that's what got tangled in the chicken. But now, in a case where there was no pshia on the day by the person who left the string out, somehow the tarnagol got caught up in it, then who's chayav now? When you say it's going to chayav, what's the case? Ilem abaladzilio. Right, if you say the person who the string it is, hey chidami. What's the case? Ida atne onosu. If he put it away properly and the chicken still got to it, then he's an onos, so he shouldn't be responsible. Ida atne. If you left it out on the ground and the chicken got tangled, then it's pusheyahu. Then he's a pusheya, then he should be chayav. That's what Tosfos said before. That it's lav dafka that he ties it on. He just has to put it in a position where he was irresponsible in leaving the string out. Hello, what? Chayav Bala Tarnagol. If anyone says the chicken, the owner of the chicken is going to be chayav in this case. Maishna Kule Nezek Delo Tiv. Right? Maishna Kule Nezek Delo. Why does he not pay Nezek? Full Nezek. The Tiv Tiv Tak Ishbor, below short bor. Right? We say that there's a principle that damage has to be done by the actions of a human being over here. So, by bor, when you create something because of bor, a human being must dig the bor, create the obstacle in order to be chayav. If your shor goes and digs the bor, you're not responsible for that bor. That's not bor b'shut rabim. Right? So what? Lo shor bor. Chazi nezek nami. Over here where our Mishnah says that you're chazi nezek, say ish bor, but lo shor bor. Why does that principle not apply here? Why all of a sudden when your shor digs a bor, are you chazi nezek? But if your shor digs a bor and it's a huwa to dig bor, then you're also you're going to be chayav in the shalem. Not chayav at all. Doesn't make any sense. The qualification that you dig the bor should have an equal application, whether it's chazi nezek or full nezek. So, Rav Huna's explanation of our Mishnah is very difficult. Because Rav Huna explains our Mishnah as a case, Lo Shano Shenik Shemeilah. If it got tied on by itself, then what's your Chayav Chatzin Ezek? But if you Kashro Adam, if you tied it on, then it becomes Chayav Ezek Shalem. So we understand when you tied it on, you became Chayav Ezek Shalem. The person who tied the string on or left it out is going to be the one who's Chayav Ezek Shalem. Problem is, when it got stuck on itself, who's Chayav Chatzin Ezek here? Can't be the string guy, he's an Anus. He put it away properly and do anything. The Tarnagol, why should he be chayav? Basically, his tarnagol created a bor. Got twisted in a string, now he walks around with a string, and he's going to trip people up, or people get damaged by the string. That's the case of bor. Elamas nisan. Our case in our Mishnah is the case, adyei adyuyei. Right? That's the cases where the tarnagol picked up the string and threw it. Right? Not that he was tangled up in it, but he picked up the string and he threw it. So that case, by when it threw at the string, and it damaged kelim, that is, shorot. Because that's like the kofo of the animal, and therefore you'd be chayav for tzoros. Now, even if someone else tied it onto the leg of the tarnagol, then the only person who pays here is the bana tarnagol pays chatzi nezek, because no person tripped up on the string. This is the way at least Rashi learns. Rashi learns here that in our Mishnah, the chatzi nezek means that the bana tarnagol pays chatzi nezek because you have tzoros. The person who tied the string on here, he didn't cause the damage, because the damage wasn't caused by someone tripping over the string, or the string itself doing the damage. The damage was done by the co-op, by the fact that the chicken threw the string. Because of that, the only person chayav here is the, right, is the bala tarnagol.
The chicken wouldn't have been able to get the string.
Oh. Right, so there you go. That's exactly what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, by Rav Huna, or we're going to see in a second. All right, let's just say the next statement in Rav Huna, they're going to answer your question. Rav Huna ba'alma yitzmar. And Rav Huna's independent statement, an independent statement, which means that lo shana l'yikshar me'elah. That's only if it got tied by itself. When it gets tied by itself, then you are chayav. Bakashu adam, right? But if someone else tied it on there, then he becomes chayav as well. The Bala Dalil is going to become chayav on. When he ties it on, then he becomes chayav as well. Why? Because he was koneh, he was got involved in the process over here. Now, right, Tosfos asks your question. B'chit mar Rav Huna be'alma yitmar. Look at Tosfos. The lo mituk matzis in the kashu adam chayav mashma kol. Right? Buduya. Nami chayav bal hatarnagol. There's a special word there. Word nami. Tosfos says that when what? When aduya, when he throws the string, then the bar of tarnagol is also chayav. It's clear that the guy who has the string is chayav. Only question is the bar of tarnagol chayav. So that's Tosfos is the difference. According to Rashi, if you tie the string onto the tarnagol, then you are, unless the string does the damage from being tied onto the tarnagol, then the string guy is patur. But if the tarnagol throws it, then the only person responsible is the bala tarnagol. Tosfos says, no. Tosfos says, what do you mean? Like you're saying, Shol, he tied the string on here. He made the string available to the tarnagol. The answer is that when the tarnagol throws the string, that the bala tarnagol is going to have to chip in for half of it, because his koko did it. Now the string guy is not going to be tied for everything. The bala tarnagol is going to be chatzi nezek, but that doesn't mean the other chatzi nezek is not going to be picked up by the string guy. And that's what the Tosfos suggests. It's just over here that the chatzi nezek means also chatzi nezek for the bala tarnagol, not just the chatzi nezek, just the chatzi nezek. Tosfos Rashi reads it as chatzi nezek and tarnagol, and that's it. Tosfos says also chatzi nezek and tarnagol, meaning that the string guy is chayav or culpable for the other half.
Kind of like
Exactly right. They're joint problems here. It's a joint problem over here. And the feed my Ravuna Ba'alma Yitmar. And that statement of Ravuna is a general statement, right? Not modifying our Mishnah, but a general statement of whether someone is responsible or not responsible. Not talking about Chatzin Ezek or not Chatzin Ezek. It means Chayav and Patur. Right? Zlil Hefker. What about a Zlil? A string that's Hefker out of the street. I'm Ravuna Nikshar Me'elav Patur. If it gets tied on by itself, it's patur. Kashu adam, somebody ties it on, then it's chayav. Rashi says, why when you tie it on are you chayav? Because you did hambo. You did a kinyan on the string, and now you become responsible for the string. The ball of string becomes, the person picks up the string to be chayav. Shum my chayav. What is he chayav for? Amra gunu bar menor, shum boroa mitkagel baraglei adam baraglei beima. Because it's a board, it's a moving board. And the string tied on to the tarnagol, he moves around, it's a moving board, and somebody trips up and gets hurt by it. It's a board that's in action, and a board in action, you're going to be chayav for, according to Rashi, because you made a hakbal, you made a kinya on the string. So this is what he's talking about. You don't have to own a board to be chayav for a board. A board is shuta rabin that you dig, you don't own it, and yet the Torah makes you chayav. Same thing here. The string you tie on the animal, you can be chayav on it, even if it's hefker, because you did something, you took an action that now makes it in it, or puts you into a position where it's going to do damage. You're going to be chayav even if you don't do a ball. You don't need a real kinyan here. As opposed to Rashi, thinks you need a kinyan. Right now, Kesa, next Mishnah is Shein. We had regular already, and now we're doing Shein. Kesa Shein mu'edet echolet ha-ra'ui la. Right? We said that a Shein is mu'edet to eat things that are ra'ui to it. Habehema mu'edet echol peros v'yakos. The behema eats things, what's that normal things for it to eat? That's our vegetables and fruit. Akla ksutu keilim, mishalem chatinezek. If he eats ksutu keilim, if he eats up utensils or clothing, that's chatinezek, because that's already a shinoi, right? That's already considered keren. That's in Mishut Anizak. Mishut Rabin, Patur, between Ovai Shein and Regal, you only chayav Nizak, Mishut Anizak, not in Mishut Rabin. Vim Nehenit, Mishalimit Masha Nehenit. Okay, we're not going to get to this today. That's further on in the Gemara. But if it gets benefit, it only pays what it benefited. Case that, that's the case. Mishalimit Masha Nehenit. What's the case when it pays what it benefits? Akla Mitocha Rokhava. It eats in the middle of the street. Mishalimit Masha Nehenit. It gets the benefit. It pays for what it benefited. Mitzidei Rechavah, eats from the side of the road, Mishalemet Masha Hezikah, then it does the damage. I mean, the implication of the Mishnah is that there's a difference between Hanah and damage. Damage is that I have to replace, or I have to pay you back for exactly what the loss was that I caused.
Damage comes after the fruit, you have to pay for the fruit.
So that's the fruit. The other possibility is that I would feed my animal. I have to feed my animal, but it eats, right, your best, it eats like, caviar. In a sense, that it's eating much more than it needs to be fair. I could give it oats and you and it ends up eating your caviar. So what Masha Nen eats is the amount that I would have to spend to feed the animal, but not the amount that I did damage to you. So there's a differential in that amount. That, again, the Gemara's going to discuss this. Mazedak Chanut, if he eats out of the door, at the opening of the Chanut, the story, Mishalamit Masha Nen eats, it gets his benefit. Mitok Chanut, if he eats out of the Chanut itself, inside, Mishalamit Masha Nen eats. You're going to see that, wait, whatever is considered to be the normal case of eating, over there he only has to replace what it would have cost him to feed an animal anyway. But now he has to just pay up the damages. If he takes it from a place that the animal had to actually go over there, or a place that we don't assume is normal, then he's going to have to pay for the full damages that the animal causes. Right, Tan Rabbanan. Hashem mu'edet l'cholet ha-ro'ilah. Kesa, what's the case? Ve'emesh nefes al-chazer nizak. Lacha ochli maruim la, v'shatut ha-mashki maruim la. Goes into the chazer nizak, eats food and drink that are appropriate for it, Mishalayim, Nezek Shalayim. V'chein, chayash, nifnasad ha-chadar ha-nizak. Also a non-domesticated animal that went into the chadar, but tarfa behema, right, and ripped off, it killed an animal, v'achla, and ate it, basar, achla, basar, Mishalayim, Nezek Shalayim. These are all normal activities for these animals, and they're doing the chadar ha-nizak, you're going to pay Nezek Shalayim. Upara, she'achlat se'orim, para that eats se'orim, v'chamor she'achal karshinim. Again, these are foods that are not normal for them. A para normally eats karshinim, and a chamor normally eats silrim, they flip them around. The kelo shalikek of the shaman, or a dog that licks up oil. The chazir shachal chatikasho batar, or a pig that eats meat. Right, all of these, mishalim, nezek shalim. Whoa. All of these you eat are nezek shalim, even though they seem to be not normal ways or normal things that these animals eat.
And where is this thing lives?
Right, in the chazir nizat. And nevertheless, you're chayv nezek shalim. So amar papa, hash, the damar, kol mide de lab orche, ba'achlo le'ay de chak. You're telling me anytime that an animal eats food, even though it only eats its food if it was in a dire situation, nevertheless, we consider that to be achil, like regular achil to orche, and because it's pure orche, you're going to be chayav. That's the truth. Hashunra the achil tamre, a cat that eats date, v'chamra the achil benita, or a donkey that eats benita, I think it's a type of fish, a fish brine. I don't know, mishalim nezek shalim. Right, he's going to have to pay nezek shalim, even though these are not considered normal food for these animals. But nevertheless, since they did it, if they were under dire circumstances, they would eat it. We consider that to be ro'ila. Now, how chamro, the akal nema upalte the sala. This donkey that ate the bread in a basket, but he also ate the basket with it. There we said, chayve rabiudu l'shem nezek shalem ha'nema. He has to pay full full on the nema, on the bread, v'atzala chatinezet, and then on the basket you take chatinezet, because that's karen, that's mishunah. V'amai, tevid orkei l'meitzal nema, orkei nama l'pislei tzalot. Meaning that donkeys don't usually eat bread, and if you're ready, the adder says, he can eat a bread, when he eats bread, either he normally eats bread, he can eat the basket along with it, or it's so unusual to eat bread that eating the basket is no more unusual than eating the... Right. The Gemara says, alcohol, the hadar polis. Right, so now, first he ate the bread, and then he came back and ate the basket. So in that case, we won't say it's normal, because, okay, if there's bread there, he'll eat it. But if there's bread, and then come back and just eat a basket plain, he won't do that.
The question is that for ducking and bread, is that normal, or is that...
Right, that's my question right now. Part, or okay, who? Since when is, right, the pot normal food for a chamor? V'raminu, akhla pot, u'batzar, v'tavshil, mashalim, chatinezet. Vidis, the pot, the basar, the shil, you pay a katinez, that's not normal. So again, like you're suggesting, show either they're both not normal or they both are normal. So Gemara says, my lab, the behema. What's the case there? It must be a case of behema. Gemara says, lo, bechaya, it's time bad and not enough to be an animal. And not about this animal, those things are, what? That's why it's not, we don't have any proof that a chamor doesn't eat pot. Gemara says, chaya, basar, or chayu. What do you mean? If you're setting up that price as the case of chayah, but not domesticated animal, but tzar, eating meat is normal for them. So why are you saying you're paying chatinezek? Gemara says, the metavoy, that it was roasted. Roasted meat they don't eat. They don't like roasted meat, they only like raw meat. Exactly. Vibai meitz v'tavyo, or it's a deer. Same about a deer, which is a chayah, it's classified under the category of chayah, but doesn't like meat. So that's the case over there. Vibai demel olam v'behema, that is the case of an animal, domesticated animal, the Torah, right, that it's on the table. So when it's on the table, it's not normal for the animal to come onto the table and eat food off of the table. It's on the floor, it's down on the, you know, the street, then that is normal. So again, because of that, we're going to say that pot is orche. We're trying to come up that animals normally eat pot. Since they normally eat pot, behemoth, then you'll pay nezek shalem on that. The basket, you pay chat nezek because he ate it separately. He didn't eat along with the pot, but he ate it as a separate item. That's not considered normal, and that you pay chat nezek for the basket. Why is pot not, pot is, you think pot is normal? We have a case where it says pot's not normal. We have three answers. That case is either talking about a chaya, right? It's talking about a non-domesticated animal. And the basar is a case of roasted meat where he doesn't like it. Or it's talking about a tzvi, which is a type of chaya that won't eat meat, and that's why it's not normal. Or it's a case where it's on the table, and that's why it's considered mishunai, it tastes pot nezek. But if it wasn't on the table, he would eat it, it would be nezek shalem.